Before we get into this episode, for those of you who are local to Buffalo, New York, or are willing to travel, I am so excited to invite you to my very first live experience, and I'm joining forces with Kelly Joseph to bring you something epic, game-changing, all the things. This is for you if you know that you are here on purpose and have some unique magic to share with the world. You're here to create change. You're a leader. You go against the norm, and you refuse to give up. For the impact-driven entrepreneur who knows that it's more than the how-to that leads to success. Join Kelly Joseph and I for this one-of-a-kind live experience and let us help you see and feel how business gets to be inspiring, impactful, authentic, and extraordinary. Check out the show notes for more information and to grab your ticket. Welcome to Own It, the podcast. You're a woman who knows she's here to do big things, you desire to have it all, and you know you can. I'm your host, Tatiana Amico, and I'm here to help you make the real impact you know you're here to make while being in your limitless potential and living a life that blows your mind. Now, get ready to own it. Hello, hello. I want to start off this episode with you really taking a moment to recognize what a powerful creator you are and how supported you are. So can you just take a moment and really breathe into that? Take a breath and just feel into, you know, place your hand on your heart if you'd like. But I'm such a powerful creator and I am so supported. Like, God, universe, others around me want me to see what is possible for me to have all it is that I desire. And I get to create that, and really knowing that you have that power inside of you. So breathe into that again. Maybe give yourself a pat on the back, a hug, shake your ass, like whatever you want to do to just really anchor that in. How powerful you are and how supported you are. Last year, I set some intentions. I do this every year. So set them intentions, right? And it came up on my Facebook memories. I'm so happy that I share some of this stuff on Facebook so I could see it every year. But I recognized, damn, this all happened. This all happened. And then just giving myself props because of all the work that went into it. For me, my intentions were feelings, more of a feeling, like tapping more into my authenticity. And the cool thing about that is I actually created an entire process around that because I did the work around it and I saw how powerful that work is. Freedom to feel free, peace, joy, being more boldly me. That's actually an intention for me this year, is like even more fully Tatiana. And I also said that I would be dropping way more F-bombs, which I feel like I have in pretty much all the episodes of this podcast, right? So are you here for it? Can you set those intentions? But are you here for it? Are you here for it? Are you willing to do what it takes to become the woman you must be in order for it to all happen? And even better, are you willing? Now, note, please make sure that you are also living your life, like living, right? Not always into this like obsession with personal development and mindset and manifestation overload, right? Not obsessing over it all. Make sure that you are also living your life. This is incredibly important. Waking up every day like, man, I'm here to live. Knowing that what you are doing is working. Everything, every day. Can you get behind this belief? This is something that I'm consistently telling myself, and this is something that I bring to light for my clients whenever we're having conversations, because let's be real, so often it's like we just want to see it right away. We want to see this like super tangible result. And if that one specific thing isn't happening, we think that nothing is working. And it's just this reminder, no, every single thing that I'm doing is working. I just know this. I trust this. I believe this. I'm doing this work, so obviously it's working. I'm doing enough. I'm enough. I had a client the other day that this was happening, and I was like, do you realize? I think it was maybe in like 30 seconds of everything she said, and it was still this like, but this isn't happening. And I'm like, do you realize everything that you have just said to me and how much you have transformed, who you have become, like this new identity of this woman? Do you realize that? And how powerful of an observer and how much awareness you have now, and how this alone is changing the game for you, for your life, for your business, for your children, for anyone you come in contact with? So just really being able to see that. So I was procrastinating on, I don't really like that word, but now I'm switching it up on how I feel about it. I was procrastinating on this episode. I knew I had to get it done today though, because I had to send it to my editor, thank you, to get this out to you guys. And here's the thing, I always know that there's a reason why. I always know there's a reason why. I see that now. Now, the old me, with my conditioning, with my programming, with what society was telling me and that I believed, was that I was lazy, that something was wrong with me, that I'll never get anything done, that I'll never be successful, that blah, 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 blah. And I've just done all of this work on myself to realize, no, that's bullshit. And owning who I am, and this is how I do things, and recognizing that when this happens, I know there's a reason why, because I know that something better is coming. And today is my daughter's 6th birthday, the middle one, and it's my birthing day, that I'm celebrating my birthing day. And I realized that, damn, I had so much conditioning and programming around what I thought birth was supposed to look like and be like and all the things, right? From what I saw in movies, from how I saw others having birth and like all the medical interventions and all of this stuff. Like, I basically thought that if I ever had kids, I would end up, like, I would have a C-section, or I would be super medicated. Like, there was no way I was going to do that. There was no way I was going to go through that pain. Side note, this has nothing to do with whatever choices anyone has made or however birth has been, right? Like, look beyond all of that that I'm saying and into this point, that there was a moment where I realized that I had power within me to decide how it got to be for me, right? To decide how it got to be for me. There was a moment where I was like, that does not feel right for me. That's not how I desire for my birth of my children to go. And I realized that, damn, I have power inside of me to have the kinds of births that I desire. Or, wow, this just doesn't feel right. Let me look into another way. And that's exactly what I started to do, right? And then I started envisioning how I wanted the birth of my children to be. I saw that there was another way. My awakening actually began when I couldn't get pregnant with my first. And it has led me on the most incredible journey to where I am now, because I stopped like seeing what everyone else was doing and thinking that it had to be this one way and that I was screwed and I would never get what I wanted and all of this other stuff, to like, no, let me figure this out. Let me see what's going on. There is another way. I know that there's more. I know that I'm capable of this, right? So even today, just recognizing that was incredible. Celebrating my power, celebrating what's possible.
Woman, I have something epic happening the week of January 17th, and this is your invite to join us. I want you to honor your desires and your true purpose. I want you to get your more. It's time for the rise of impact-making women to lead, go after what they want, show what's possible, and become wealthy AF, living their purpose all from a place of ultimate desire. You feel me? Claim your spot to my brand new free experience, Desire Codes, at TatianaAmico.com, and I'll see you soon for an expansive experience and up-levels. You'll be stepping into the woman who has all she desires effortlessly, makes big impact, and lives an extraordinary life. Go to TatianaAmico.com to grab your spot.
And one of the biggest things from that day, or from all three of them, is I remember thinking to myself, like, I'm doing this for myself, but as I look back, I always wanted to show other women what was possible. I always wanted to show other women what was possible, whether it was with health, because that's actually where it all started with me, whether it was with birthing children, whether it was with, like, you don't have to follow what everyone else is doing. You don't have to follow the shoulds. Really listen to yourself. What do you desire? What are your dreams? Go after them. Make them freaking happen, right? Listening to yourself. We don't have to follow. We don't have to allow the past conditioning and programming from other generations or other people around us to control us. We get to be in command. We get to be in command. So it's empowering to know that you are such a powerful creator. Always creating, whether you're intentionally and actively participating or not. And it's just owning that, right? Like, I'm consistently creating my experience based on my beliefs, what I see, my programming, my conditioning, the stories, and what our body is holding on to. So emotions of pain, of fear, or of excitement and trust and knowing this is something that I'm doing. I'm like, with my clients and even, you know, whenever you're listening to the things that I do, my free live experiences and stuff, I'm like, let's tap into the feeling of excitement, of trust, of knowing, of desire, of possibility, of potential, and seeing, where am I holding on to emotions of pain or fear? How can I now tap into excitement, trust? What does it feel like when that fear, when there's that fear? Tightness in your chest, in your belly. What does it feel like when you're excited, when you're in trust? Where do you feel that? And recognizing that we take action from these places, right? We take action from our current programming, the beliefs that we hold on to, the emotions that we're in. And it's all good. It's just having awareness and observation around this. Or sometimes not doing anything, right? That I'm stuck kind of thing. When instead it's deciding, I'm willing to see. I'm willing to see what my next move is, what's holding me back, an opportunity, a freaking miracle. I'm willing to see. It's realizing that what you have now is from that current programming, right? Again, the thoughts, beliefs, the outside noise that creeps in, awareness around it, observation, no judgment. And that it's like, well, that's not taking me to what I want. That's not me creating the experiences that I desire. It's all good. I see it. So now it's reprogramming and rewiring to be the woman who actually has what she desires. And we do this at a conscious and unconscious level. So being aware, we'll consistently be doing this. There's a level, another level, another level. Even over Christmas, man, I thought I was good. I thought I was good. And then stuff started coming up again. I'm like, what is this? Why am I feeling this way? Why am I acting out in this way, reacting to certain things. And I just had to take a moment and sit with it and see what was going on. And I did. I recognized some things that I thought I had worked on, but maybe this is just another level. It's all good. No judgment, but I'm aware. I'm aware. A lot has happened in the past couple of weeks. I also just had LASIK. I'm calling it eye perfection, my eye perfection procedure. And I can see versus before I needed contacts, I needed glasses, or I would wake up in the middle of the night and I was like, I can't see anything, right? To go pee. Waking up in the middle of the night to go pee and not being able to see is like the worst thing ever. But now I can see. I open my eyes in the morning and I can see. I can see. I can also see. So that's the physical, right? And I can see how things have happened, why they've happened, how I attracted who and what I attracted, relationships, unaligned peeps in my life, certain things, certain experiences, right? Now, I'm all for it. I know that everything has happened for me and I'm grateful for it. Even the shittiest of the shittiest of the shittiest. This is the amount of work that I've done to just be able to see that. Forgiveness work, loving on myself, right? This has all happened for me to even be able to be here, have this wisdom to share with you, to help others. So it's recognizing when you are not operating at the identity of being the woman that you must be in order to have what it is that you desire effortlessly. Or recognizing when you're reverting back to an old identity, or when you're shrinking back, or when you're dipping. And again, it's all good, right? But it's being able to recognizing that, being, like I said in a previous episode, like so honest with yourself about what's really going on here. Have you ever been exercising? I have this as an example for me because I remember it clearly, doing some side planks and I could feel myself kind of dipping down, right? Because the shit gets hard sometimes. And I just had to catch it and decide, consciously decide to rise up, remembering why I was doing that workout, my intention. So your intentions, your desires, remembering them and rising up and rising up. Recognizing how there's past hurt that you might be holding on to. Again, I said this earlier, we'll hold that. We'll hold on to that. The pain can live in our body, the fear that can still live inside. It's like, I want to move. I want to do this one thing. But you could feel that fear. You could feel maybe the past hurt, the past pain. Oh man, what if I get disappointed again? What if I fail again? What if I get rejected? What if this doesn't happen? What if I end up like completely, you know, screwing other people over? Whatever these what ifs that are coming through. Or maybe it's like, what if this scenario happens again? But then it's just, well, what if I decide that I'm good? What if I start to think of how awesome it would be if this and this and this happens? All the possibility. What does that feel like then? Can I turn it into that new feeling in my body? So your programming and your stories, are you avoiding the fear of pain? Are you staying in what's comfortable because of that? Or are you willing to dig in? What are you willing to see and to feel? Are you willing to really see what's on the other side? Are you willing to step into a new identity of a limitless woman who has all she desires effortlessly, who goes after those desires no matter what? Are you willing? Are you willing to do the uncomfortable, but make the moves and recognize that then it becomes effortlessly effortless. It becomes who you are. You're an embodiment of it. What is the identity of this woman for you? Who is she? What does she do? What does she have? And then something to note, because this has been very, very powerful for me as well, is looking at past generations. Are you holding on to any of their stuff? Have they done what you are doing? If so, how was it? Right? Was there pain? Was there suffering? Was there fears? Is that something that maybe unconsciously or consciously holds you back? What good came from what they have done or didn't do? We celebrated my grandmother's, she was only around for a few years, a few of my years. And I love hearing the story about her because she, my mother's side of the family is from Cuba, and they literally had everything, everything taken from them, everything taken from them, and came to the United States, obviously, for freedom. And the story of my grandmother is that she, after a year and a half of being in the U.S., she borrowed money from a friend, I guess, and she started a clothing factory. And some of their clients were like JCPenney, Sears, some airlines. She started this clothing factory. And then my grandfather came and worked for her. And they hired a lot of people. So they gave jobs to people that needed jobs. And that's all awesome. Like, I love that. But I have these memories of going to the factory when I would go to Miami, just being so excited to go to the factory, of the car rides with my abuelo, my grandfather, of him driving me to the factory, of being in the factory, of playing with all the, like, the fabric, man. I'm like, oh my gosh, I used to cut the fabric. I used to go into the office and play with the, like, all the office things. I can't even imagine. Oh my gosh. And then being on the clothing racks and running and like doing all of this cool stuff, and then going out across the street to a cafe and having croquetas and just like all the memories, because she decided, I have chills right now. She decided to not let anything hold her back, even though everything was taken away from her. She decided that that wasn't going to continue, that she was going to rise up, that she was going to go after her desires, no matter what. And that is literally in my DNA because she did that. A legacy, right? A legacy. There was pain. There was suffering. But that legacy that she left, when I thought of it, I was just like, oh my gosh, because I talk about this all the time. Rising up, being the no matter what woman, going after your dreams. And she did it. And I just thought that was so cool. So I want you to think about that too. Like, are you going first in certain things that you're going after? What do you want this all to look like, and why? What is the legacy that you're going to leave? What will your future family members be saying about what you did, who you were, the new generational coding that you created because of who you decided that you would be? Thanks for listening. And when you feel the fire and shifts within as you listen, please share with others who could use this as well, and take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. Also, make sure to go to @TatianaAmico on Instagram for more.